I feel like you might have a really amazing story for other people who are...
My story's not important.
Because for other people who are, who like maybe could use your words to...
My story is nothing. It's all about Jesus.
You seem like
if you come into his obedience and you really want to know who he is, that he'll come to you. But we must die. You know, it's appointed for men to die once. And after this is the judgment, but that we may die in Jesus' name, that we're going to be killed for his name. This is going to happen. If you love Jesus Christ, you're going to be killed. But if, you know what, whatever you suffer here, our lives are vapor in the wind, that they're here one day and gone the next.
Right.
That if you save your life, you're going to lose it, Jesus said. But if you lose your life for his name's sake, you're going to gain it. You're going to rise to everlasting life. To fear ye not, for God is with you, for our lives are temporary. That we're not, none of us are guaranteed tomorrow, but that we may stand with God and behold his glory and be with him in paradise.
Okay.
Whatever you suffer here, you're going to gain eternal life. To not even trip. Don't worry about what you're going to suffer here.
So, just as a side, I'm just wondering, you ever meet girls doing this? Ever meet, like, other Christian women who come to you and say, like, I really believe in what you're doing and, like, take them home or anything like that? This would be a great way to meet Christian singles, right? I mean, you're like a walking billboard.
I meet a lot of different people, but, you know, I'm not here to match up or meet up with anybody. I'm here to bring
the
message.
But you still have sex, even though you're Christian. You can still have sex.
I can if I want, but...
But you don't want to?
You know... I live day by day, you know, maybe it'll happen, maybe not, but, you know, I'm not focused on that. I'm focused on bringing the message of Christ.
So, like, if a Jewish girl came up to you and wanted to talk to you about Jesus, and she said, I have a thing for guys who love Jesus, and she wanted to take you home, say no to me?
I don't know.
I'm going to go home and cry if you say no. You don't know? Are you rejecting me? Fill my vessel with your Jesus love. You'd say no? I'm offended, honestly. Honestly, I need to go to the gym, I guess. I mean, maybe if I was wearing a shorter skirt, would it help?
I'm blessing. All right. Okay.
I really would love to know, did you go to jail? Did you kill someone? Like, what did you do? I know you did something. I see it in your eyes. You were a bad boy who's gotten good. I know it. I see it in you. It's so important to me. Like, people's stories are the things that help.
My testimony.
It's story. Your story must be so good. It must be so good. You must have done something so awesome. I wish you would tell me.
I
don't believe you. I think you went to jail for something awesome, like grand larceny, of 15 pounds of methamphetamine. Something incredible with guns and machetes and like you were like one of those Mexican drug lords with like a gold gun and like a skull and crossbones on it. You were just balling out in like a Bentley with like three hot Colombian girls sucking your dick while you were driving down the road. Because you have to ball out that hard to have to come to Jesus this hard. I think like there's no way you can come and stand on the street and not have had the most baller fucking life that ended in jail to get you to this point. No?
I just love the Lord and you know he...
Nobody just loves the Lord because you weren't raised this way. You found it. Nobody finds Jesus and latches onto it this hard without some fucked up shit going down. I know this. This is the only thing I know.
No.
Can you confirm nor deny some fucked up shit went down in your life? And you can use different words if you don't use those words now that you're Christian.
I'm just going to keep it simple. It's through many trials and tribulations. I don't want to.
You should be a politician, dude. You're really good because I'm pretty good at getting stories out of people, and you won't even budge. I'm impressed, honestly. You should run for Senate. Be like, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Like, you could be great at that.
I'm just going to continue to let the Spirit move.
Okay.
You know, let God
All
move.
Right.
Let God move.
Well, I hope that one of these days, a beautiful, God-fearing, God-loving girl walks down the street. She sees your sign. She just goes, oh, my God, this is the guy for me. And then you guys make a family and move to Montana and start a cult of Jesus loving. And you make, like, 13 babies all with different names, like Sexton, Quentin, I don't know, like named off of like Roman numerals, and you guys have a farm with chickens and pheasants, and you preach the Lord and have a little commune. Does that sound great?
I'm going as the Spirit leads me right now. I'm not worried about
that. I bet
the
Spirit's going to lead you to another wayward, hot-ass Christian woman. You're going to have 45 babies. That's what I think.
But I just live day by day. You know, the important thing is that God be glorified, that his work be done. So.
Well, I think you're doing it, man. I mean, this is hard work. I tell you what. I'm proud of you. You've got, like, resolve. I would hire you in a second. You'd be a great worker. You've got discipline.
Just give the glory to God. You know, I'm just a messenger.
What happens to Jews, though? What happens when I die? Am I going to hell? Uh-oh.
Well, I hope we all receive Christ. I'm not here against
Jews. Oh, okay,
Jews
but I can tell you, I can tell you for sure I'm not going to receive Christ. So what's going to happen to me? Do I go to hell?
You don't know that for sure.
I know for sure.
No, I promise you.
No. I come from the longest line of doctors, lawyers, curmudgeons.
I don't care.
Imagine Larry David and Woody Allen.
And Jesus loves you.
Jesus doesn't love me.
Yes, he does.
No, he does not. He doesn't love Jews. Why does Jesus love Jews? He's the most self-hating Jew on the planet.
Because he loves them.
Then I'm going to purgatory for sure. I'm going to fly around like a headless baby with wings. You've got hope for me personally?
Yes, personally.
I have hope for me too. I hope I find Jesus. That sounds fun. I'd love to take no responsibility for my actions and end up in like a white world of clouds and sex and drugs. And that's what I imagine heaven is, right? It looks like Carlito's Way, only fun.
It's nothing of the temporary that if he shows you paradise, I know that you'll love it. If he truly shows you paradise, you're going to love it.
But I got to tell you, living in sin is super fun. I'm having a great time not believing in Christ and doing drugs and having fun and running around. And it's really fun. You think having Christ's love is more fun? I challenge you to a fun-off. Jesus Christ versus sin. I bet sin wins for sure. Maybe short-term win. Maybe you win long-term. You're like the long con. I'm short con.
I'm going to keep letting the spirit move.
You are so good. Move. Okay, all right. I got to tell you, it's been a real pleasure. And I wish you luck, man.
It's been a pleasure talking with you, too.
It's been a pleasure, man. Well, all right, listeners. All you have to do to be salvated, reach salvation.
Reach salvation.
You've got to give up all things fun, stand outside of Hollywood with a sign all day, and believe in the Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, right?
Trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord.
Your trials and tribulations aren't for naught because you are actually a sinner from eons before, and you're just trying to figure out a way to atone for them by finding Jesus, right?
Through Jesus, only through Jesus, that his seed may remain in us.
Okay.
That we may have the love of Christ.
Well, I hope that Jesus' seed finds his way to me sometime soon.
God bless you.
Have a good day. God bless you, too.
Have a good one.
What a pleasure. You're great. You're so good. You should be a senator.